Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take your source material, the research, the questions, the data you send us, and, well, we distill it down to the crucial insights. The goal is always to leave you informed and, hopefully, ready to act. Today, we're zeroing in on pure performance maintenance. It's a deep dive into the systems that really give an Audi that signature feel. Yeah. The suspension and the brakes. And look, this isn't just about a comfy ride. It's fundamental to the car's safety, your confidence behind the wheel, and that precision handling Audis are known for.
Exactly. And we're looking at this specifically through the lens of, well, the Dallas driver, because the sources consistently show that North Texas conditions are unusually tough. We're talking that relentless heat, the humidity, the constant stop and go, and let's be honest, some pretty uneven roads around here. All that really accelerates wear and tear. It makes proactive maintenance not just a good idea, but pretty critical if you want to keep the car performing well long term.
Right. So our mission today is clarity. We want you to walk away knowing how to spot problems early. Mm. We'll identify the common failures, help you understand the telltale warning signs, the ones you really shouldn't ignore, and importantly, give you a sense of the typical repair costs so you can plan, you know. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of keeping that German engineering feeling, well, tight. Okay, so when people talk about that Audi ride, that signature balance, how exactly do the suspension and brakes work together to create that feeling?
Well, they're completely intertwined, really. The suspension is working constantly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absorbing bumps, keeping the car stable, making sure the tires have the best possible contact patch on the road. That's key. And the brakes, well, obviously they handle stopping. But in a performance car like an Audi, it's more than just stopping. It's about control, about how the chassis feels balanced, even under hard braking.
Okay, makes sense.
Now layer the Dallas environment on top of that, the heat. It's just brutal on components. It speeds up fluid breakdown, and maybe even more importantly, it dries out all those rubber parts, bushings, seals, you name it. Then add the traffic. All that stopping and starting puts immense sustained strain on the brakes. It's a combo that leads to premature wear. These parts were maybe designed more for smooth Autobahn cruising, not necessarily rush hour on 75.
And if someone, you know, maybe ignores a little bit of noise or that brake pedal feels a bit soft, what's the real risk down the road?
Yeah, ignoring those signs really degrades both safety and performance over time. Worn suspension parts. That directly leads to things like uneven tire wear, which costs you money. And you'll definitely get persistent alignment problems. But maybe worse is you lose that sharp handling the car was built for. It can become genuinely unsafe, especially if you need to make a quick maneuver or stop suddenly at highway speeds. That precision just isn't there anymore.
All right, let's dig into the suspension specifics then. Thinking about that Dallas heat accelerating wear, what's usually the first weak link? What component starts showing issues first?
Almost always, we're looking at worn control arm bushings. These are basically rubber insulators. And that Texas heat, cycle after cycle, just dries them out, cracks them. Eventually, they fail. You get looseness in the suspension. And the feedback the car gives you, it's usually a pretty distinct clunking or knocking sound.
Oh, right.
Especially noticeable when you go over smaller, sharper bumps or potholes.
So that clunk is basically metal hitting metal where rubber used to be.
Yeah.
That sounds like something you shouldn't ignore.
Definitely not.
If an owner hears that and they're thinking about budget, what's a typical repair range look like for those bushings?
Based on the data we've seen, replacing control arm bushings usually falls somewhere between, let's say, $300 and $900. And catching it early really is key. Letting it go can cause more stress on other parts, leading to bigger bills later.
Okay, $300 to $900. Good to know.
Yeah.
Now, what about something more severe, like leaking shocks or struts? If the fluid leaks out, I assume the damping effect is just gone.
Pretty much, yeah. You lose that controlled damping action. The symptom becomes really obvious. You'll feel an excessive bounce, like the car keeps oscillating after hitting a dip, or sometimes just a really harsh ride over bumps.
Right, like it's not absorbing the impact properly.
Exactly. If your Audi suddenly starts feeling less planted, maybe more like a boat, the shocks or struts are probably the culprit.
And the cost for fixing that.
That's a bigger job, typically. Replacing a set of standard shocks or struts is usually in the range of $500 to maybe $1,800.
Okay, that's a significant step up. And for certain models like the Q7s, A8s, maybe some RS models, the air suspension presents a whole different level of potential cost, right?
Oh, absolutely. Failing air suspension bags are a known issue, especially on those higher end models.
Yeah.
The rubber bags just degrade over time, again, especially with heat. They develop leaks.
And how would you know if that's happening?
The signs are usually pretty clear. The most obvious one is the car visibly sagging, often overnight on one corner or maybe the whole axle. Or you might hear the air compressor running a lot more than usual. It's working overtime, trying to keep the car level because air is leaking out.
That sounds expensive.
It definitely can be. Because it's a complex system, replacing even one air spring or the compressor if it burns out from overuse, you're often looking at $1,200 easily, sometimes up to $3,000 or even more, depending on the specific model and the extent of the failure.
Wow. Okay. And lastly, for suspension, what about general wear items? Things like ball joints and tie rods. What symptoms point to wear there?
Yeah, heat and the constant load from driving, especially stopping and turning, wear these out too. The main symptoms relate to steering feel. You might notice a subtle vibration through the steering wheel. Maybe the car starts pulling to one side when you're driving straight. Or you feel some play in the steering, like a little dead zone when you turn the wheel.
Okay, a bit of looseness. And the cost for that kind of repair?
Addressing worn ball joints or tie rods is typically in the $400 to $1,200 range. Again, important for maintaining precise steering control. Okay, let's shift gears to the brakes now. If the suspension is battling road imperfections, the brakes, while they're battling Dallas traffic. And heat, high temperatures, and just the sheer amount of stopping in city driving are the biggest factors accelerating brake wear.
Right. And the most common thing is just worn brake pads, isn't it? City driving just chews through them faster.
Absolutely. Way faster than steady highway driving. Our sources suggest pads might only last 25,000 to 50,000 miles in heavy city use. The warning signs are pretty universal. That high-pitched squealing sound when you apply the brakes, that's the wear indicator hitting the rotor.
Can't miss that.
No. Or sometimes you might just notice subtly at first that it takes a bit longer to stop the car. Your stopping distances are increasing.
And replacing pads, what's the general cost there?
For pads, you're usually looking at somewhere between $250 and $800 per axle. It varies a bit depending on the Audi model, of course. Performance models will be higher.
Okay, now let's connect that Texas heat directly to the next issue. Warped brake rotors. How does the heat actually cause them to warp?
It's all about uneven wear caused by extreme heat cycles. Think about it. You brake hard, maybe coming off a highway ramp, the rotors get incredibly hot. Then you sit at a light, they cool slightly, then bam, hard acceleration and braking again. This constant rapid heating and uneven cooling causes tiny distortions in the metal surface. It's not perfectly flat anymore.
And how does that feel to the driver?
The classic symptom is a pulsation or vibration that you feel specifically through the brake pedal when you press it. Sometimes you might feel it in the steering wheel too, but the pedal is the main indicator.
Okay, that pulsing feeling. If I feel that, what kind of cost am I looking at for new rotors?
Rotor replacement, especially if you need pads at the same time, which is common, typically runs between $400 or $1,200 per axle. And you really need to replace warped rotors. They seriously compromise how smoothly and effectively your brakes work.
Definitely a safety item. And speaking of safety, there's one maintenance point that seems crucial, but maybe gets overlooked. Brake fluid degradation.
Yes, this one is huge. And you're right, it's often neglected. Brake fluid is naturally hygroscopic. Fancy word meaning it absorbs moisture from the air over time.
Okay.
That absorbed water dramatically lowers the boiling point of the fluid. So under heavy braking, especially on a hot day, the fluid near the calipers can actually boil. When it boils, it creates vapor bubbles in the lines. And vapor compresses way easier than liquid.
Which means
you press the pedal, and instead of firm pressure, it feels soft and spongy. It might even go nearly to the floor. You get a sudden, terrifying loss of stopping power.
That sounds genuinely dangerous. So what's the rule for preventing that?
The maintenance advice from all sources is very clear on this. Flush your brake fluid. Completely replace it every 2 years, or every 20,000 miles, whichever comes first.
2 years or 20K miles. Got it.
And the good news is, compared to replacing rotors or suspension parts, this is relatively inexpensive, usually around $150 to $350 for a proper flush and fill. Non-negotiable maintenance, really.
Okay. And one last brake issue. Caliper seizing or leaks? What goes wrong there mechanically?
It's usually the seals inside the caliper wearing out over time. Again, heat doesn't help.
Mike.
This can cause the piston inside the caliper to seize up, or it can allow brake fluid to leak out.
And what does a seized caliper feel like?
If a caliper piston seizes, it might not retract properly after you brake, meaning the pad stays partially applied, or it might not apply pressure evenly. The main symptom is the car pulling sharply to one side when you hit the brakes. Or you might notice one set of pads wearing out much, much faster than the other side.
Uneven wear, pulling.
Okay.
And fixing a caliper.
That usually means replacing the caliper itself. Costs typically range from $400 up to $1,000 or more per caliper, depending on the model and complexity.
Okay, so we've laid out a lot of potential issues. Let's just quickly recap the big warning signs you really need to listen or feel for. We've got clunking or knocking sounds, especially over bumps, feeling a pulsation or vibration when braking, the car pulling to one side when driving or braking, and visually seeing uneven tire wear. If you notice any of those, basically get it checked out sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. Proactive inspection is your best defense against big repair bills. And beyond that non-negotiable 2-year brake fluid flush we mentioned, the sources also suggest getting your shocks and struts looked at annually. Even though they might last 50,000 to 75,000 miles typically, the hard use they get around Dallas warrants a yearly check. And for brake pads and rotors, given the city driving, a visual inspection every 10,000 miles maybe during an oil change is a really smart move. Just check the thickness.
Good practical tips. Now, we should touch on specific Audi models. If someone's driving, say, an RS model, an RS5, RS7, whatever, why are repairs typically so much more expensive for suspension and brakes?
It really boils down to the level of engineering in the parts themselves. RS models come standard with much larger, high-performance braking systems, often multi-piston calipers, drilled or slotted rotors. They also have more complex suspension designs, sometimes adaptive systems, and advanced electronics tied into everything. The parts cost more, and the labor is often more specialized, too.
So just more sophisticated hardware all around.
Exactly.
And what about the popular SUVs, the Q series like the Q5 or Q7? We mentioned air suspension, but are there other considerations?
The air suspension is the big one for the higher end Q models, definitely. That requires specialized know-how and parts, as we discussed. But even standard Q models are heavy vehicles, putting significant load on brakes and suspension components. So wear can still be accelerated compared to a lighter sedan, even without the air suspension complexity on some trims. Early detection of any issues is key, especially leaks in air systems, to avoid those really big bills.
Right. So for any Audi owner facing these potential repairs, the sources seem to point to two main paths forward, sticking with OEM or considering upgrades.
That's a good way to put it. OEM maintenance is all about restoring the car to its original factory performance and feel, using genuine Audi or equivalent parts. You're focusing on comfort, reliability, the way the car was designed. Repair costs here, as we've discussed, can range quite a bit, say $300 for simpler things, up to $1,500 or more for major components.
And the alternative, performance upgrades.
Yeah, this is for the owner who wants to potentially enhance the car's capabilities, especially handling and braking.
What kind of things are we talking about?
Things like aftermarket performance brake upgrades, maybe even bigger calipers and rotors, often called a big brake kit, or high performance pads with different compounds. On the suspension side, you might look at coilover upgrades, which allow for adjustable ride height and damping. These can really sharpen handling and control, especially popular for S and RS models.
But the cost is obviously higher for upgrades.
Oh, significantly. You're moving beyond standard replacement parts into specialized performance hardware. Upgrades like these often start around $1,000 and can easily go up to $4,000 or much more, depending on the components and the extent of the changes.
That really clarifies the options. Maintain the factory feel or invest to enhance it. Hashtag tag tag outro. So wrapping up this deep dive, the main takeaway seems clear. Audis are brilliantly engineered, no doubt about it. But that tough Texas environment, especially the heat and traffic, demands consistent, knowledgeable care to prevent things from wearing out faster than they should. Catching that early clunk or that brake pulsation, it really can save you significant money down the road. And maybe more importantly, it ensures the car performs safely, exactly like it's supposed to.
Absolutely. And let's just underline the safety message one more time, drawing directly from the sources. Never ignore those warning signs. Don't put off repairs. Driving with worn out brakes or compromised suspension genuinely increases your accident risk. Your control is reduced. Your stopping distances get longer. Safety really relies on keeping these systems reliable.
That constant, intense heat seems to be the silent killer for so many rubber and fluid-based parts here in Dallas. It really stood out. So thinking about that specific accelerated wear from the climate, here's a final thought to leave you with. Where else might that same Dallas heat be quietly taking its toll? What about systems you don't check as often, maybe engine seals or vacuum lines, even internal transmission components? What other parts of your car could be silently suffering and degrading from these relentless Texas heat cycles? Something to consider. We hope this look into your Audi's critical suspension and braking systems gives you the clarity and confidence you need moving forward. Thanks for tuning in to The Deep Dive.